And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, and good evening, everyone. I'm Joe Vecchio, your co-host and announcer for It's Your Money, Not Theirs. We're up to 50,000 watts in power when we after sunset with KFMB, so we're being heard not only in San Diego County, but also Orange County, Los Angeles County. I'm told up to Seattle on a good night, out to the desert, Riverside County. So we've got quite a wide audience this evening. And at this point in time, I'd like to introduce the main man of the hour, CPA and esteemed family office counselor and a friend to many, Richard Musio. Richard, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Joe. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. The world is all saddened tonight by the loss of Whitney Houston. And before getting tonight's show, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about that. You have young daughters who probably admired her quite a bit, correct?
Yeah, 48 years old, she passed away. And my youngest, who's 15, who's a sophomore in high school, called me up on the drive over and said that we should ask Scott to play a Whitney Houston song, either coming back from the 7:15 break or the 7:30 break.
Which I'm sure he can
so
handle.
I think he can handle that because he's very good at getting his hands on those things.
Yeah.
But what a tragic story to pass away so young.
It is. And, you know, we've lost a lot of notables and celebrities to the curse of drug addiction. And, you know, next week, it's actually an interesting lead-in. Our guest next week is Dr. Victor DeNoble, who's quite the expert on tobacco addiction and the subject of a great documentary called Addiction Incorporated. As a matter of fact, I commend that website. You spell it all out, Incorporated, Addiction Incorporated, no commas or hyphens or anything, .com, and take a look at that. Well, he'll be our guest next week. So
you can't miss that. He's the guy who took Philip Morris down.
Yes, he did. So, but anyway, you replace a bad habit, you break a bad habit by getting into a good one, and you took up running. And you've got the Boston Marathon coming up, correct?
I've got Boston Marathon coming up on April 16th, and today I ran my third half marathon in 21 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't recommend it for the faint of heart, but I did the old San Diego course through Rancho Santa Fe.
Wow.
Six huge uphills in the span of 13.1 mile.
How many people in that one?
There's only a couple thousand.
Wow.
Small amount. Most people don't like running up steep hills for 13.1 miles, but...
So that course goes all through North County, or where?
It goes through the ranch, so San Alejo, Montevideo, those streets. Wow. It's probably the most scenic course in San Diego because of the just everything's green and all the big houses.
Yeah, I'll have to drive that sometime.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to drive it, Joe.
But you know, we never give our emails out enough on this show. I know if listeners want to reach you, it's rich@iymoney.com.
And you are joe@iymoney.com.
Right. As a matter of fact, it's an interesting website. People should check it out and see what you're about.
We have all kinds of goodies on there.
Right, iymoney.com, getting into financial information and things of that nature. Did you catch any of that Taibbi article this week? I think I sent it to you. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it.
I didn't have a chance to read it yet. My emails are backed up.
It's about the banks getting off a little bit light, and you know they're complaining about Dodd-Frank and whatever. But because their bonuses might be controlled and whatnot. But where do you think all that's headed? Are the banks getting straightened out now?
I think they are. In fact, our major sponsor, who's UBS, again, thanks to Michael Quaranto with the La Jolla office and Drew Frates in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
UBS's investment bank in Switzerland made big news because they gave back voluntarily more bonuses than any other bank either mm-hmm. gave back or got called back. And that was big news last week, too. But again, mm-hmm. big thanks to our major sponsor, UBS.
Mm-hmm. And we have some of their more reputable analysts coming up as guests, don't we?
Well, they're all reputable, Joe.
But I mean, they're pretty...
I think Andy Blocker is going to be on February 26th. He mm-hmm. heads up their Washington policy team.
Right.
So that'll be interesting.
And then
Tony Roth, mm-hmm. I believe, is coming out for the tennis tournament in March.
Right.
So he's basically their lead portfolio designer for the entire country.
So these wealth advisors are from Washington and New York, and they'll be out here with us.
Exactly. Right? So you ought to see their resume.
Yeah, I think that's pretty... Well, we'll go over that that's pretty impressive.
But let's welcome our guest tonight, because we've got a really neat show.
I think we should do that. Why don't you start and introduce our...
I'll introduce one, you introduce the other. So I'm going to introduce Christopher Yanov, and Christopher is the founder of Reality Changers. You got to check out his website, www.realitychangers.org. And he does amazing work because he basically is taking kids off the street who otherwise would probably wind up in gangs and making them into the first student from their families to attend college. So it's really exciting stuff. And we're going to talk about a lot of the interesting news that's going on with Reality Changers.
Mm-hmm. And then with Christopher, he brought one of his students in with him, and it's Christopher, it's Marcos. Tell me if I say this right. Olascuela, right?
Olascuela.
Olascuela, pardon me. Who's a student at Patrick Henry High School, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, well, wonderful. Why don't we begin? We'll talk to Christopher and see who he is, where he started from, and how we got into this enterprise.
So, Christopher, just give us your 2-minute elevator speech.
2 minutes. So, Richard, I thought I had the whole hour.
Well, I'm just saying, we've got a break coming in a little bit. So that's where we start. 2 minutes at a time. It's sort of like running a marathon. One step at a time, Chris.
Well, it's great to be here, Richard, and thanks for having both me and Marcos on the air with you this evening. Reality Changers started in 2001 with just $300 to our name and 4 eighth-grade students. And before 2001, I had spent 5 years working with gang members and tough guys, trying to help them turn their lives around to no avail. In fact, it was counterproductive. Talking about gangs and drugs just led them to do more gangs, more drugs. And so in 2001, decided to take a new approach and not talk about the negative, only focus on the positive and how these students could become the first members of their family to go to college. And now, over 10 years later, by this June, Reality Changers will have given out over $3 million in scholarships, and we estimate that the students will have earned over $25 million in scholarships from all sources, including financial aid and outside scholarships. So when you're talking about people's money, well, for every dollar that is invested into Reality Changers students and their scholarships, these 18-year-old inner-city low-income students bring back $8 for every one that's invested in them from other sources.
And how many students is that, roughly?
We have about 170 graduates. We started with 8th graders back in 10 years ago, and so we're snowballing at this point. And this year alone, we have 130 graduates out of the 250 students that are in the program.
Well, can we back up a little bit, though? I'd like to know where you were born and raised, where'd you go to school, and why did you want to get into this field, or what compelled you, or what drew you to this field?
Sure, Joe. I was born in Los Angeles and moved when I was 10 years old to Ventura County, and my high school was surrounded on all four sides by strawberry fields, and that meant that the population of my high school was 60% Latino, which made me learn and really want to learn how to speak Spanish, which led me to major in it here in the border region at UC San Diego.
Because Yanov is not exactly a Spanish name, right?
Not exactly, no, it's not. But now it's Spanish, and some accuse me of actually speaking English sometimes. So those are the only two languages that I allegedly know how to speak. And so I came down to San Diego majoring in Spanish and political science, and wanted to learn Spanish outside of the classroom. So I found a Spanish-speaking church with bars in all the windows in a tough part of town, and there was one student in the youth program back then that was involved in gangs. He was all of 12 years old, and that first Sunday that I was there was the one-year anniversary of his older brother's death, a bullet to the head.
This is in L.A. or down?
This was here in San Diego.
Wow.
And so this 12-year-old was much more involved in gangs than most other 12-year-olds.
So you were going to college here at the time?
In the pristine campus of UCSD in La Jolla.
Wow.
Meanwhile, making these biweekly treks down to downtown to tough parts and tough neighborhoods here in the city.
And you majored in what, political science? Or?
And Spanish literature, that's right. Wow. So with a political science background, I learned how to build up new cultures, and the Spanish helped me speak the language of the different neighborhoods where I was working while volunteering at the time, if you consider volunteering risking your life on a daily basis, mm-hmm. volunteer work. And within that first year of me arriving at that place, that 12-year-old had brought his friends and their friends and their friends, and by the end of my first year there, I was running a youth program full of bald-headed gang members.
And while you were in college?
As a sophomore in college.
Wow, that's impressive. You must have gotten some pretty good support or coverage at the school for this effort, correct?
Well, actually, the administration requested that I not work down there. They thought it was too dangerous for one of their students to be there. But now, 10 years later, 15 years later, we have a different approach and much more results, and UC San Diego is one of our largest supporters and helping our students get to college, not in their future, but every summer after 9th, 10th, and 11th grade.
So it just boggles my mind. A student in college all of a sudden gets a vision or an idea that he wants to go into rough neighborhoods and try to help people. Was there some kind of epiphany, or were you always someone who helped people? Is that in your nature, or what? Was there a trigger event?
Well, I think seeing students here in these tough neighborhoods just as smart as I was, but not having the opportunities or the access to get to where I was the true motivation. And before I knew it, when it was just that one gang member, and then all of a sudden there's dozens of them, the task was in front of me. And said, well, let's try to figure things out. But I have to admit, looking back now, you know, when you get out of college, you can read the books you want to read. And I read my first book out of college, told me everything I was doing was completely wrong with the working with the gang members. And the worst part was that by the time I got to the end of that book, I agreed with the author 100% because I was supplying the social cohesion for these gang members by providing organization, transportation, leadership. So I was never a member of that gang, but I was the event planner for that gang and made things worse.
So something must have changed. What changed?
So I said, well, this way of working, volunteering with these guys isn't working. And I had to start completely from scratch and said, well, if we want, what's the goal? Because all those prevention programs out there that try to prevent kids from joining gangs or doing drugs, even if they're successful, these prevention programs haven't actually accomplished anything. They've accomplished zero. They've got them back to normal, which means the message they're sending to their target audience is that they're subnormal. So we said, well, you know what? We've got to go out and accomplish something that wouldn't otherwise happen. So we're a promotion program. We promote going to college. And as a byproduct, the students don't join gangs and they don't do drugs because they have something better that they're shooting for.
Okay. So you kind of give them goals and a way to get skills.
And your website made a really interesting point. It said that the kids that you work with, most of them know more people who've been killed on the streets than they know people who've gone to college. Is that right?
Before they join the program, that's true. Oftentimes, most of our inner city students, they don't even know anybody save their teachers that have actually gone to college. But now once they join the program, they have friends who, thanks to our partnership with UC San Diego, have gone to this 3-week summer program at UCSD where they take real classes after 9th, 10th, and 11th grade.
Well, Chris, we have to hold it right there because we have to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after these announcements.
Follow Sean Hannity in 2012.
We've got some real, real, real problems that are now emerging within the party. This scorched earth that is going on now, if it doesn't stop, I'm not sure what the end result of this is going to be. For the first time, I'm concerned about whether or not the party and conservatives and Tea Party members and independents are going to be united against a really bad president.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow noon to 3. We lead the conversation. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
An open letter to the Daily Commute from a new BMW 3 Series driver.
Dear Daily Commute, listen, you're stuck with me, okay? I used to spend thousands of dollars replacing brake pads, engine belts, and wiper blades as they wore out. Also, we could punch up the go and stop and go traffic. So I was relieved when my all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series came with BMW Ultimate Service at no extra charge. It has a 4-year, 50,000-mile limited warranty and no-cost maintenance on items like those brake pads, discs, belts, and wiper blades, plus unlimited mileage roadside assistance. So slip into something more comfortable, Daily Commute, because we're going to be here for a while.
The BMW Ultimate Service Plan. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Experience the all-new redesigned BMW 3 Series with no-cost maintenance at your San Diego County BMW centers today. Visit sdcountybmw.com to find the BMW center near you.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language? With no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, more than 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free demo and try it with our compliments. Learn a language faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-900-0507, and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone demo today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills, and the Rosetta Stone program offers as many as 30 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-900-0507. That's 1-800-900-0507. 1-800-900-0507.
When choosing a treatment for cancer, experience counts. As the nation's first proton treatment center, Loma Linda University Medical Center pioneered the use of proton radiation for the treatment of prostate, lung, and brain cancers. We treat more patients than any other center of its kind in the world. To learn more and receive your free informational DVD, visit protons.com or call 1-800-PROTONS. Loma Linda University Medical Center. Many strengths, one mission.
Carbon monoxide is very serious and can happen to anyone at any time. And I've learned that the very, very hard way.
One winter's night, Cheryl Burt lost two sons to a silent killer. Help protect your family. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's quick and simple and could save a life.
Don't make that mistake. Don't take your life for granted. Don't take your children's life for granted. It changes your life forever.
For more safety tips, visit casafehomes.org.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with that beautiful voice of Whitney Houston, and she will be sorely missed. If there's anybody out there who'd like to call in tonight, it's toll-free, 800-760-KFMB, 800-760-KFMB. Back to you, Richard.
That's 1-800-760-5362. So, Chris, we had breakfast a couple of months ago, and you were telling me a really, really fascinating story about doing some work at a church here in San Diego when you were surrounded, or the church was surrounded by gang members.
The time we realized that Reality Changers was going to be successful was when we expanded for the first time from 4 students to 12 students, which seemed like a big deal, tripling the program back then. And that was the first time we had accepted new students, which meant we left a lot of students out. And that first night we had gathered the 12 of us with tutors, volunteers for the first time. All of a sudden we heard something hit in the window and then the doors. And it turned out that the young students who had been left out, who weren't invited to this new program that we were starting, had started throwing rocks at the church where we were meeting and trying to kick down the doors of the church. And inside, of course, with such commotion outside, the students couldn't study and the volunteers were scared to death in this inner city church for the first time.
And this was Golden Hill area, right?
It's definitely cleaned up its act lately. It used to be if someone was running down the street late at night, there someone would be chasing after them. But now it's just people jogging with their dogs.
Might be Richard.
Yeah. But that's really, while the students couldn't study and the volunteers were scared, that's when I really realized for the first time that reality might just have something, because these wannabe gang members were A, trying to kick down the doors of a church, to B, study for 3 hours. And so I said, maybe this is something that works. So instead of saying, come bring your friends this week, next week, and they just leave the week after that, by having a waiting list, by having them build up the anticipation, once they join the program, they're willing to live up to our high expectations because they've waited so long to get in the program.
Yeah, I mean, I think setting high expectations is so important because, as you said before that, you were just sort of the event director.
That's right.
And the expectations, I guess, didn't really exist. And so there was really no accountability. But you brought a special guest with you.
I did. He's a 12th grader from Patrick Henry High School, Marcos Olascuaga.
Marcos, introduce yourself, please.
My name is Marcos Olascuaga. I'm a 12th grader from Patrick Henry High. I'm 17 years old today. Tomorrow I'll be 18.
Happy birthday.
Oh, tomorrow's your birthday? Well,
yep.
We got to play a happy birthday song, Scott, when we come back, too.
The 13th is your birthday, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, 18. So you're a senior. So have you applied to some colleges?
Yeah, I actually applied to 28. 4 UCs and 4 CSUs and others, like mostly in the East Coast, private schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I heard from 3, CSU East Bay, CSU LA, and CSU Chico.
Okay. Love Chico, by the way. That's a great school.
And the good news is you've been accepted at all 3, correct?
Yeah, that's
true. So congratulations.
And you would be the first person in your family to attend college?
Yeah.
Well,
and to graduate high school, too.
Oh, really? To graduate high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Marcos, tell about your family, what your parents do.
Well, my dad's a gardener. He works like all day, every day, from 6 in the morning to 6 in the afternoon, nonstop. My mom's a house cleaning, so she cleans people's houses, the dirty stuff, like the bathrooms. So it's pretty nice, like hardcore work,
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they raised me, no education at all. My mom, middle school, my dad, third grade education. And so they raised me right now, about to graduate high school in like, I think, 4 months.
Wow. So you're the oldest in your family?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
How many brothers and sisters?
I got two younger sisters. Mm-hmm. My sister, Rosa, mm-hmm. she's in 10th grade. And my other baby sister, she's 4 years old, Melissa.
Wow.
And so
you're setting a good example.
Yeah, try to be the role model for them.
Excellent.
And I know as the older brother, you don't like to shine the spotlight on your sisters, but your sister, Rosa, did something really special recently.
She introduced the first lady, Michelle Obama, like when she came to City Heights, the New Roots Community Garden.
Oh,
to,
the community garden. That.
Yeah, wow. To start her campaign.
How did she get chosen to do that?
Well, through the other program that we go, Mid-City Can, like she was chosen because of the youngest, because there was probably like, I say six of us, and her being the youngest, 13 years at that age, she was chosen to introduce the first lady.
Wow.
And so it was a neat experience for her. Cause like I was at the audience stand, so like, She did.
So you must have a few pictures of that at home, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious. How did you find Christopher or his organization? How did that happen?
Well, when I was in ninth grade, he's a former graduate, Jesse Sanchez. He introduced me to a program in my Spanish class, Miss Palacio. And well, like at first, like I didn't really put interest to it. I got the papers and everything, and I put it in my backpack, stuffed it in, and then like a couple of weeks later. My neighbor, Becky Modesto, she reintroduced the program to me. She invited me for dinner and invited a former graduate from the program as well, Johnny Villafuente. He invited me and he talked about the program. At first, I didn't know it was the same program. So I was like, wait, is it called Reality Changers? And she's like, yeah. And like, oh, I have the application at home. I'll fill it out and give it to you tomorrow. And so I filled it out. And next day, I gave it to her.
Outstanding. Well, we'll get back to your experience. We have to take a little break here, but we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after new sports, weather, etc.
You're leading the way in 2012. San Diego's new home of the Roger Hedgecock Show. Weekdays 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Did you know that nearly one out of every two people over the age of 85 has some form of Alzheimer's or related dementia? Hi, it's Roger, and Alzheimer's disease has touched many families in San Diego, including ours. What families need more than anything is information and resources to provide help. One beneficial resource is the Active Care Living Town Hall Forum, now in its eighth year. This educational forum provides information free to family caregivers. You're invited to spend the morning with medical and industry experts specializing in memory care at the next Active Care Living Town Hall Forum on February 23rd. The topic is Alzheimer's Caregiving, the Team Approach. You'll learn how to assemble your caregiving team, when to seek out specialists, where to get help, and more. The Town Hall Forum will be held at the Lake San Marcos Resort in North County on Thursday, February 23rd, starting at 8:30 a.m. There's no charge to attend, but advanced reservations are requested. Please register online at activecareliving.com. That's activecareliving.com or call Active Care Living at 888-MEMLOSS. That's 888-MEMLOSS.
Are you trying to figure out what type of car, SUV, or crossover to buy? Hi, this is Dave Grunstrom, CEO of Marvin K. Brown Auto Center. I'm constantly being asked about hybrids, plug-ins, etc. That's one of the many great qualities of a dealership like ours that has so many different choices. In fact, we're pleased to announce a new brand of the San Diego area, the Fisker Karma plug-in electric with extended range and zero range anxiety.
Hi, this is Jennifer Brown, and we are so excited to be the exclusive Fisker dealer in San Diego. We have our first Karma on its way here, and in fact, it'll be here any day. It's a beautifully styled car with looks similar to other exotic sports cars that will go about 50 miles using zero gas, and the option to go as far as you want with the gas generator charging the batteries while you drive.
So remember, if you want a dealership that has many types of vehicles to choose from in one location, that's Marvin K. Brown. Call us at 1-800-640-0204. That's 1-800-640-0204. Look to Marvin K. Brown Auto Center in the heart of Mission Valley Auto Circle or at mkb.com.
We are all looking to save money. And why not save a lot of it? Have you considered going solar in 2012? Get the utility company off your back and start saving on your electric bill immediately with the amazing SunPower lease from Baker Electric Solar. Baker Electric Solar is the only local solar company with a 74-year history. Baker's also San Diego's only elite SunPower dealer, the planet's most powerful solar. And now, with their amazing SunPower lease, for no money down on approved credit, you get a fixed payment for 20 years that's lower than your current electric bill, and it will never go up. Sign up before February 29th and get an installation bonus of up to $1,500 in Visa gift cards. That's right, no money down and up to $1,500 in gift cards, all for making the call call to save money. Hurry. This is a special leap year offer and is only good through February 29th. Call 877-5-GET-SOLAR to get a free estimate on solar for your home or business. That's 877-5-GET-SOLAR. 877-5-GET-SOLAR. Or click BakerElectricSolar.com.
Thank you for calling vacationsandstuff.com. Looking for a hotel? How about a car? Are you sure you don't want a car? What about tickets to a show? No? Then how about the car? We've got pony rides. Why not? Not for you? What about a cruise? It's just like a hotel, except it floats. How about a
Sometimes car? You just need a hotel. When you do, go to hotels.com.
How about a facial then? Back wax? Stone massage?
With over 20 years of experience and over 140,000 hotels worldwide, why go anywhere else? At hotels.com, finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take a call.
Hello, Flo. Progressive's Name Your Price option gives me a starting point and then lets me find the best price for me.
Sounds like you know your stuff.
Thank you.
This also sounds like my coworker, Gene, who should be at work in about an hour.
Oh, how'd you know?
You can't fool Flo.
Name your price and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited. Prices vary based on how you buy.
San Diego's talk radio leader. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
The Democrats close out their convention today on 760's Rick Williams. And here are the stories we're following. Well, yesterday, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke to thousands of Democrats at the state convention in San Diego. It's at the convention center. And she says the GOP may lose the House in November.
The House majority runs through California.
San Diego-based Amlin Pharmaceuticals is getting FDA approval for their new type 2 diabetes drug. UT San Diego reports Bydureon can be injected just once a week instead of taken once or twice a day. And after 25 years of picking the mayor themselves, the North County Times is reporting Encinita City Council members, they may decide Wednesday to let Encinita's voters elect the mayor. Well, fall in love with 99 cents only stores, Valentine's gift ideas. Get box chocolates and chocolate roses for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 cents only stores first. KFMB weather right now. It's cloudy and 58 at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, Phil Mickelson today won the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. He shot a 64. For more San Diego news, follow the leader, 760KFMB.com.
Tributes to Whitney Houston at tonight's Grammy Awards in Los Angeles, and the autopsy on the pop superstar's body has been completed, though we still don't know the cause of death.
I know there's reports that she maybe was drowned or did she overdose, but no, we won't make a final determination until all the tests are in.
That's Ed Winter with the LA County Coroner's Office. He says Houston's body was found in the bathtub. He's awaiting toxicology results before ruling on the cause of death. President Obama unveils his budget tomorrow. He tries to achieve $4 trillion in deficit reduction over the next decade. Republicans say the budget is a repeat of the president's failed policies. The president of Guatemala says he would support legalizing narcotics and the transfer of such drugs in Latin America. He'll discuss it with his counterparts in the region. Pre-Carnival street parties underway in Brazil. One parade featured dogs, Labradors in pink tutus, and poodles with superhero capes. Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
Follow Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6.
Everybody in California is already living in Obama's second term. We already know what's going to happen because it's happening to us now.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All right. We are back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs, and that is happy birthday for our special guest,
Marcos.
I'm going to goof up his last name.
Olascuaga.
My Spanish.
18 years old tomorrow.
Yes.
That means you're officially an adult.
That's major good news. So anyway, back to you, Richard. You wanted to follow up with some more questions.
Well, actually, I wanted to thank all of our sponsors, Rich Gaines and Family Legacy Legal, and of course, Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations. And then we added a new sponsor last week, Polito Epic CPAs, San Diego's best audit and review firm, also business consulting firm, Polito Epic. Don Epic and Paul Polito, CPA. So welcome aboard.
Thank you very much,
gentlemen.
To them.
So thank you very much. That's right. And then, of course, our major sponsor,
right,
UBS. So, Marcos, question. You started Patrick Henry as a freshman, or did you?
Yeah, I started Patrick Henry as a freshman.
So you started as a freshman. So how about your friends from junior high school? What are they doing? I mean, how many of your friends are actually in high school and on a career path or a path to college? And if not, what are they doing with their lives?
Well, onto college, like from middle school onto college, none right now. Yeah.
Okay.
In high school, I'd probably say like one or two.
Out of how many? 20?
Yeah, probably like 20 or 15.
So 10%.
Yeah, and so like the rest of them either dropped out of high school or got into drugs. So like they're not in the right path.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't look too promising.
Yeah, but you know, the amazing thing to me is, I mean, you look at Whitney Houston, that was probably drug-related. So I don't know that it matters whether you have tons of money or don't have money. There's so many distractions out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, you know, we talk, one of our sub-themes on this show is about getting involved in your community. And I think that brings a lot of meaning to a lot of people's lives. It not only makes your community better, but I think it brings meaning to the person doing the work. You volunteer in the community, right, Marcos?
Yeah, a lot.
What do you do?
Well, with RC, every week there's community service. So every chance I get, I go there. Sunday morning ambassadors. So we go out to Presbyterian churches and speak about the program and speak about our experience in the program as well. And just like inform the people how the program is. And with another organization that I'm involved, Mid-City Can, we do like policy changes, like advocacy. Mm-hmm. And so right now our more recent project we're working on is to get a skate park in City Heights. And so it's the youth council, the Mid-City Can Youth Council.
A skate program?
A skate park.
Yeah, I mean, those are really neat. We have one in Del Mar Heights where all of the kids who are unattended after school tend to hang out. They actually built it right next to the police station, which is pretty smart.
Nice.
And there's a pretty cool one out near Robb Field there in Ocean Beach. I always see that gets heavily used.
Yeah. So, but that's neat because it gives kids an after-school opportunity to get some exercise and not go in the wrong direction.
If anyone would like more information, Richard, is this a good time to give out the website for Reality Changers? Can I jump in?
Yeah, jump in and do that. Let's do that.
This is such a great organization. If you'd like to know more, contact Christopher. It's Reality Changers and simply realitychangers.org. They're over at 3910 University Avenue, and that's in City Heights, right, Chris?
That's correct.
Excellent.
And Chris, can I read you something that, you know, I do a radio show every Sunday night, as the listeners know. We actually have over 500 podcast subscribers, so it's actually pretty popular. But I'll put up on my Facebook and LinkedIn, you know, who's my next guest. And I got this unsolicited Friday because I posted that you guys were coming in. And this is from Dr. Pia Martin, who's one of your volunteers. She's a chiropractor in Solana Beach. She wrote, and this is before she heard the show tonight, "I'm a volunteer for Reality Changers at Solana Beach. I mentor two girls, and the change I've seen in them in just 1 year is truly amazing. Not only that, they have changed my life in ways that I never expected." And I mean, I just got that out of the blue and I was amazed because it obviously means that you guys are really, really doing some good work in the community. And so speaking of that, I know you're being supported. You have a bunch of partners in the community that really assist, but one in particular known as San Diego Social Venture Partners. Can you tell us a little bit about what I call SVP Social Venture Partners and how you are partnering with them?
Sure. And I want to thank all of your listeners too that are also volunteers at Reality Changers. We couldn't do it without our hundreds of volunteers who come to tutor on a weekly basis and helping all these inner city students become first generation college students. One of the most important partners that we've had over the past year and a half, as you said, is San Diego Social Venture Partners. And they've worked with us in creating business plans to help create sustainability and longevity for Reality Changers. And in our latest endeavor, we've created this new social enterprise called College Apps Academy. Essentially, what we've been doing for free for inner city students who are in 12th grade and helping guide them through the college application process, we're now offering that for a fee for anybody who wants to pay for it. Because as any nonprofit knows, you know, we live and die by the $100 checks. And while we're always appreciative of all those $100 checks, especially when they're given at realitychangers.org, you know, it's tough to be living by just that amount all the time. So we're looking for bigger drops in the bucket. And Princeton Review, just like what Princeton Review does for 11th graders and the SAT exam, this is what College Apps Academy is trying to do for 12th graders trying to tackle the college application process so they can be fully prepared, like you heard Marcos here, apply to 28 colleges and he'll be insured of getting into the best school possible.
And Social Venture Partners is a great program. They've been recruiting me for about 5 years, Joe, to join, but I've never joined, you know, because I'm so busy with my own foundation, the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation. And the work that we do up in Oceanside, especially the big event every Thanksgiving. And now, of course, we've got some special projects that we're working on for the 40th anniversary of Title IX in 2013. So I just haven't had time.
Plus, you're active in STAR, you know, Strategic Trusted Advisors Roundtable. And
yeah, I never sleep.
And he's training for marathons. He runs a half marathon here and there, you know, in his spare time. And
But it's a great group because it's a bunch of very successful business people, most of whom have had liquidity events. Some haven't. Some are still, you know, running active businesses. But they basically, through Social Venture Partners, find direction for their interest in philanthropy and their interest in working in their communities. I was fortunate because, you know, I went blind. And then after I got my eyesight back, I became a long-distance runner. And so I wanted to do something with running and fitness, you know, because of my experience with my loss of eyesight. And so I sort of fell into my own foundation about 6 years ago because running meant so much to me. But many, many people want to do good work in the community, but they just don't know how to do that, or they don't have a, you know, an event in their life that says, oh, this is the path I should go. Like Christopher was, like Chris was saying, you know, why he became interested in doing what he did, or, you know, my story about why my foundation focuses on, you know, fitness, particularly for underserved children up in the North County area of Oceanside. So Social Ventures is an absolutely, absolutely great group. And they don't just, I mean, really provide money. They provide mentoring and so on, so that nonprofits that are rapidly growing can become even more effective and more efficient. So really a super group.
And they've taught us that we can become more effective if we stop going out looking for funding and figure out ways to bring funding to us. And so that's what College Apps Academy is trying to do for Reality Changers, to bring funding to us by offering a service that every family with teenagers need to have so they can get into the best universities possible.
Yeah, so great. Great organization.
Now, let me ask you, you've got a staff of about 20 right now, serving how many young students at this time?
That's right. We've been growing pretty rapidly. In fact, we have 250 students that we're serving right now, with plans to double that number by the end of this year. And that's the way we're doing it, is by partnering with high schools throughout San Diego County that are willing and interested in building more first-generation college students. There's an interest list forming on our website right now, where we're choosing 10 high schools. We'll be going in and serving their lowest income, highest performing students over the upcoming year.
And since your inception, how many have you helped throughout the years?
Right. We started with 4 8th graders in 2001. And so slowly but surely, we've graduated 170 students from our program. But as I say, we're snowballing. So 170 graduates the first 10 years, 130 graduates this year alone.
Great. And do you get any help from the federal government, state, city, or county?
We don't. We've gotten just 2 small grants locally from local governments. But other than that, our $1.5 million budget now rests on the shoulders of individuals who can really see the results right in front of them, from students who would otherwise be joining gangs and doing drugs to becoming first-generation college students. They can see these results in front of their face, and they're willing to invest in these students, especially when they see how much money they get in scholarships from the universities.
Okay. Have you thought of helping, copying this model in any other cities, or is anybody else working with you in that regard? Or
well, right now we have 4 chapters in San Diego, and we want to saturate the market here in San Diego before we go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. With the one exception being if a former or current head of state asks us to do something, then we'll probably go ahead and do that. Okay. President Fox of Mexico asked us to put a Reality Changers at his presidential library in his hometown of Guanajuato, Mexico, in central Mexico. And so how we're trying to keep students from joining gangs here in San Diego, President Fox wants us to do the same with youth who would otherwise be joining drug cartels in Mexico.
Well, that's impressive.
How many times have you met President Fox?
We've gone down to his ranch, boyhood home, and library twice, and he's come to visit Reality Changers.
Oh.
He came last April and spoke to all of the students during a visit here in San Diego.
How about that?
how big do you think that initiative is going to get down there? Because I know things are dire up here, but they're even more dire down in Mexico because there's just so much money behind the drug cartel.
Well, it's true. We want to start really small and make sure that our focus continues to be San Diego and help with strategies down in Mexico if our strategies are found to be helpful. And so we're in the early stages with it, but we're starting with 11 students that we're calling La Selección, just like they call it's the nickname for the Mexican soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call them La Selección. It's coming from the toughest neighborhood in that city close by, and they'll be partnered up with students who go to high school there, and that way they'll have positive mentors in their lives who are at the right age to volunteer in Mexico, because it's tough to get us adults to volunteer on such a wide scale there because they're working so much. So we're working with 11th graders, pairing them up with younger students, and getting them through the high school and college process.
How do you find most of your volunteers here locally in San Diego? I'm just curious.
Half of our volunteers are current college students, most of which come from UC San Diego, and some of whom get college credit for coming to be tutors. The other half are business professionals and retirees who want to use their experience as architects, financial planners, the whole realm, really, retired teachers, and have a positive effect on their communities. And we realized that by having that balance of college students and college graduates, it wouldn't work if we had just 19-year-old college sophomores as tutors. Great connectivity, but not as much authority. But just like retirees, great authority, but maybe not as much connectivity. So you balance that out with college students and college grads to have a profound impact on students here in San Diego.
Wow. Hey, Marcos, question for you. Growing up in the City Heights neighborhood, was there a lot of pressure on you from gangs?
Pressure from gangs?
I mean, to join or to... comply or to be quiet or to participate or however you might word that?
Not necessarily, but I did have pressure from like other peers to like, oh, try this drug or you know, come drink with me. I never fell under pressure, you know, like I was like above the influence, so like I never fell for the pressure. But yeah, I had the pressure of doing something that I didn't really like.
Mm-hmm. And your favorite subject is what? Math? What do you like best? What's your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject is math.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the hardest math course you've ever taken?
Well, right now I'm taking AP Calculus.
Okay, that's good. That's a tough course.
I'd say that's my pretty hardest right now.
Yeah, I took that. Well, I didn't take that until I got to college.
Well, in finance and in accounting, Richard, what's the highest level of math? Do you get into calculus or anything like that? They say these derivatives had all these wild.
You know, formula. I don't know.
You're just mostly multiplied the four functions.
Yeah, it's two plus. Well, in the accounting world, 1 + 1 is whatever you want it to
this
be.
This guy's a wizard, though. He can do major calculations in his head. So anyway, we have to take a short break. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
The leaders in talk radio. Mike Slater.
I have a feeling that you're a Slater crusader.
Glenn Beck.
A leader will remind people who they are.
Sean Hannity.
Conservatism is literally our path to prosperity and success.
Roger Hitchcock.
There's now two classes of people in this state. One class has to obey the law, and the second class doesn't have to obey any of the laws.
Mark Levin.
I don't care if you've been listening to talk radio since 5 this morning. Stick with me.
Follow them here. San Diego's talk radio leader. 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learnt your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, more than 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free demo and try it with our compliments. Learn a language faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-900-0507 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone demo today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills, and the Rosetta Stone program offers as many as 30 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-900-0507. That's 1-800-900-0507. 1-800-900-0507.
It can strike at any time, and you can't see, smell, or taste it. It's carbon monoxide, a gas that can poison you if fuel-burning appliances in your home malfunction. Furnaces, water heaters, gas grills, and generators are all potential sources. CO poisoning can happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. But prevention is quick and easy. Install a KITA carbon monoxide alarm. A new California law requires CO alarms in most homes. It's the only safe way to detect this invisible threat. Head to the Home Depot where you'll find a KITA CO alarm to meet your family's needs. KITA has been helping to protect families for more than 90 years. Each KITA CO alarm contains the world's most accurate CO sensing technology, and all models last 7 years. That's 2 more years of protection, saving you time, money, and possibly a loved one. Protect your family today with a KITA CO alarm from the Home Depot.
Have you ever wanted to go solar but felt the initial investment was too high and the payback too long? Solar Alliance of America has developed the number one rated solar energy program in the country. Imagine owning your own solar electric system and having the state and federal government and your utility savings pay for 100% of your system. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to listen to Artie Rose from Solar Alliance of America explain how it all works. Or call 855-SOLAR. That's 855-SOLAR. Find out the facts. 855-SOLAR. Or go to solaralllianceofamerica.com.
With today's technology, appliance repairs are darn complicated. Hi, I'm Perry Williams, owner of 1-800-Appliance. Did you know that Appliance Rescue is the only preferred servicer in San Diego for all the top brands? In fact, Whirlpool, Maytag, and the likes call us for their repairs, and you should too. Our technicians are 100% factory trained. So skip the middleman, call us direct, and you won't be overcharged. Service calls are always free with any repair.
Appliance Rescue will rescue you. Call 1-800-APPLIANCE.
Follow Mark Levin.
Tomorrow night, 6 to 9.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, we are back with more of It's Your Money Not Theirs. A little departure from our normal break music. We want to honor Whitney Houston. But our guests tonight are from Reality Changers. And if you'd like to get involved, you should get on their website, realitychangers.org. They offer tours down there. You can meet Christopher. He'll tell you all about the program. And you can any way you can help would probably be very much appreciated. So back to you, Richard and Christopher and Marcos.
Thanks, Joe. And again, thank you to our major sponsor, UBS, Mr. Michael Quaranta of the La Jolla office, Drew Frates from Los Angeles. Couldn't do it without you guys. And again, everybody out there, don't miss next show's week when Dr. Vincent Noble will be on, the fellow who took down Philip Morris. If you're having a hard time quitting smoking, listen to the show next Sunday evening, and that will do the trick. I guarantee it. So we're going to have Marcos read something, but Chris, you want to do a little bit of an introduction.
Thanks, Richard. Marcos is bringing his college essay that he submitted on all of his 28 college applications this year. Reality Center seniors submitted over 1,000 college applications this year combined, and this is the fan favorite by far. So listen closely, especially to the first quirky sentence, and it'll all make sense by the second or third sentence. I was just going to give you the introduction and the last two sentences of his conclusion.
All right.
So, Marcos, take it away.
All right, well, my biggest dream and aspiration is to have my very own trained monkey. Before you start to laugh, let me explain why. I know that other college applicants may dream of being a doctor or aspire to be a lawyer, and for these people, a monkey is merely like a puppet on strings. But to me, a trained monkey would mean no more problems, no more enslavement of family members, no more dinners of just rice, no more 23-hour workdays for my dad, no more astronomical medical bills, and no more menacing threats in my inner-city neighborhood. Yes, if I had my own trained monkey, that will mean that the world where I come from must finally be okay. Once I earn my college degree, help pay my parents' bills, strengthen my community, and become a role model for youth, then my world will finally be okay, and I will have the leisure to pay and care for my very own Mr. Bobo. Not only that, I'll make sure that Mr. Bobo will never be enslaved in a cage, will be able to eat all he wants, and will never be threatened by anyone or anything. Yes, I will be sure that he grows up with a childhood that I never had.
Wow. That's powerful stuff, Marcos. Nice job.
Thank you.
I don't have any doubt that you're going to be very, very successful on this planet. Oh, no doubt whatsoever.
You might want to try a chihuahua for the start, though. That's what my mother has, and she loves her chihuahua. So.
So, Chris, as your organization grows rapidly, what's the main thing you need? I mean, if there's anything that could get dropped into your lap where you would go, wow, that's really, really what we need, what is it?
Well, it wouldn't fit in my lap, but okay. We're looking for more space so we can serve more students.
Okay.
We're in the perfect geographic location in City Heights, and we're just trying to be able to reach the 150 students that are on our waiting list, trying to get off the streets and into our college readiness program. And we like to say that for prospective members, gangs don't have a waiting list, so why should Reality Changers have a waiting list? And that's the reality that we're trying to change at Reality Changers every single day.
That's neat. And Marcos, you said your sister Rosa, who introduced the first lady, she's also at Patrick Henry High School now?
Yeah, she's a 10th grader at Patrick Henry.
Okay.
Yeah, she's also a student at Reality Changers as well.
And does she have plans to go to college too?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So. Well, while these students are waiting to get into your program, is there something else that they can be doing with you as volunteers or something? Or, I mean, as the word gets out, apparently you're getting out to schools and they're hearing good things and might want to seek you out as an alternative to whatever else they're doing. So.
That's right. The more successful that Reality Changers gets and the more visibility it gets, that means the more students want to join the program. And so it's really tough for us to be able to have enough space for everybody that wants to join. So the best way to do it is to look for the applications on our website, realitychangers.org, and then send in, that student can send in their grades every time they get a new progress report. And then sometimes we have community service events. We have 40 weekends a year we have community service events for our students, which prospective members can join as well. Because, see, we figured out that, say, we're helping a breast cancer awareness walk or a heart walk, Children's Hospital, Children's Museum. Most of them, they have to chalk their races. Richard knows that if the race starts at 8 a.m., got to get the course chalked at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we have to meet at 5 a.m. and the students have to wake up at 4 a.m. So the students can't go out late on a Friday night and they're too exhausted to go out on a Saturday night. So we've wiped out an entire potential weekend of mischief with one well-planned community service event.
Well, that sounds terrific.
Yeah, you know, it actually works that way because you really do have to get up in the dark to participate in the community in many, many, many cases. Hey, I also want to give a shout-out to Mr. Paul Hines, who introduced me to Chris. And Paul is a registered investment advisor here in town. He manages people's assets, and he is a member of Social Venture Partners. But I wanted to thank Paul because it's through Paul, through Paul's collaborative nature, that Chris and I met.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul also, by the way, is the latest core member of Star San Diego. And I know, Chris, you're going to be speaking for my Star group later this year. I forget the, I think it's third quarter sometime. So we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be a neat Star luncheon later. But again, thank you, Paul, for putting everybody in touch. And of course, that's what Star is all about, is connection and collaboration. So Chris, we're getting near the end, but you also foster and promote leadership among your kids. Can you talk a little bit about how you do that?
Sure. Well, our core weekly tutoring program helps the students study for the SATs. We have the parents get involved by bringing the weekly dinners. We bring in guest speakers like the aforementioned President Fox of Mexico or Secretary of Education Arne Duncan has stopped by recently, twice. And then after that, they study with their tutors for up to 90 minutes every single week. And so by creating this positive peer culture, that's one way to foster leadership. But another way, we've learned from our mistakes, where when I was working with just one or two particular gangs, we had no results because I couldn't break that pre-established group dynamic. They had grown up together, gone to school together, dropped out together, so I couldn't change their ways. So what Reality Centers does differently is our students come from over 50 different high schools throughout San Diego County, and they can't bring their playground mentality to the program because, quite simply, they come from too many different playgrounds.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense to have that kind of geographic diversification. And I think, you know, you could probably replicate this program all across the country if you wanted to, but I agree, you want to, get it down pat here in San Diego, and it's just amazing. I think the difference that's going to be made in the world is as kids take different paths and get better educations, because I think without an education, you're just repeating cycles that are very, very negative, and to me, the education is by far and away the most important thing because it shows a different way or a different alternative. So I really commend you for the work you're doing. And Marcos, it was a distinct pleasure having you again. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Turning 18 tomorrow.
Yep.
That means you have to be even more responsible than you've been because now you're an adult.
All right. Well, Richard, we have to close it right there. But congratulations, Christopher, on your work. And Richard, you have a great week. And thank you for being here tonight. And we'd like to thank Scott Love and Craig Blanke and Dave Sniff. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
A garage door that needs repair or replacement, there's a phone number I'd like to teach you. It's 800-610-3089. Whether you've got a broken spring, roller, opener, or even a damaged door, there's just one number you need to know. That's the number for Garage Door Service Company, 800-610-3089. We'll even sing it for you.
800-610-3089, 800-610-3089, Garage Door Service Company.
Garage Door Service Company has been serving San Diego for over 10 years. Call today and get a free service call with any repair. That's a free service call. And this month, you'll get $200 off any new double door and $100 off any single. Hey, how about our website? It's garagedoorservice.com. That's where you go to find all our discount coupons. If your garage door needs repair or replacement, visit the web or call that number.
800-610-3089, 800-610-3089, Garage Door Service Company.
This is an election not only to replace a president.
Follow the conversation.
It's an election to save the soul of America.
760. Follow the leader. KFMB.